Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. May the force be with you. And the force is with our next guest. Ed Abel is back. Ed's a good, great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for some time. The founder of Abel Business Institute and also the Business Harmony series which he and I have been working on lately. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back.
Here.
Hey, Ed. Yes. One of the things that I've been talking about a lot over the years is the importance for small business owners to identify what are the things in their business that they don't have to do, that somebody else can do. These are non-core competency things. What can they outsource to anybody else, another person, another company, a contractor of some kind, to do the things that they're not good at? And we've been talking about that a lot. So that they can focus on their core competencies, the absolute essence of what that company does, the thing that they're an expert at, the thing that creates that special sauce that I've been talking about a little bit lately, and that makes them unique. And so that's a really important thing for them to do. But the way people want that special sauce these days is changing more rapidly than ever before. And so I'd like to get your thoughts on how you have to make sure that once you get to that point, whenever you are delivering that core competency, that it is absolutely the most current and up-to-date. What do you think?
Well, it's really that's the essence. And frequently I work with a lot of small business owners, and they get into business because they're experts. They're experts in something that they're passionate about, that they can deliver better, easier, faster, more uniquely. But at the end of the day, once they start going into this business and no longer really focus on that core competence, they start getting distracted. And that distraction really starts taking them away, where they rush now through their core competence because you don't have to almost be conscious if you're, let's say, a plumber, you know what you're doing. So you're not focused now on that, and you're rushing. You're cutting that little corner. You're not connecting with your client base anymore because you got to run and do payroll. You got to run and do this. All the pieces in the Creating Business Harmony series we talk about, all the pieces that a business owner must keep in the air. And this really, to me, becomes that core of the disconnect. On many of your shows, you're always talking about connecting with the client, making sure mm-hmm. that they and you connect, because the words on your marketing material, are no longer really the piece that's connecting with the end user. It's you. It's how you go and connect that. It's almost like you can't define it, but we all know what it's like. And it actually happened to me over the weekend. It happens all the time. We can go into how many different stores that sell the same thing. So quick story. We're in the market to buy a home. So we're shopping around, and we're just in the viewing stage. And we must have looked at, let's say, 15 places in the last 3 weeks. And yesterday we walk into one place, and the real estate agent emotionally connects with us at the point where he's the guy we're willing to give the real depth mm-hmm. of the information to, let mm-hmm. him start the searches, put us on his mailing list, and we connected. As I was walking out, I said to my honey, Angela, I said, it's amazing. We've met how many brokers, and this guy actually connected to us. And what is that that connects? It was him personally. It wasn't him selling us real estate. It wasn't anything other than him taking that minute to go eye to eye emotion to emotion.
Something that he said, some behavior that he demonstrated, caused you to be attracted to him through either something he did that was authentic, something he did where you felt like you could trust him, that he
yes.
could be your surrogate in a scenario where you needed help and you couldn't be there.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you part of what I think it is. I don't think this is at all, but he wasn't selling. He was truly interested in what are you looking for. Like, I get
right.
This isn't probably going to be the place for you, but what is the place for you? There was a connection of authenticity
right.
and care.
And see, this is what you're describing is kind of what Tom Asacker and I were just talking about earlier, and that's the idea of you connecting with his values. That was the way he behaved to you was his form of theater. His
yes.
beyond what he knew about real estate, which was what everybody else knows about real estate, he made a difference to you. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Ed Abel. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.